Friday, part two, people. Here we go with our Halloween version of the Drew and Mike podcast, part two. And boy, I tell you, we could probably do 3 hours today. We don't have time to, but there's just so many odds and ends.
Mm-hmm.
Just to throw them out there, because there's not much to the story, but the Bob Becerra sex dungeon caught on fire.
Yeah, wow, because of a space heater, right?
Yeah, the whole, pretty much took out the whole building, because there were apartments upstairs. There was the bar right above the dungeon.
Is the dungeon okay?
The dungeon is not okay.
If anything, it's probably improved, because it's a dungeon.
Yeah, it's true.
It's full of soot and ash.
By the way, did you see Bob gave an interview? There's some YouTube crime channel.
Really?
Yeah, and Bob Becerra called. I think she was trying to reach... what's the pedophile guy from Michigan, Channel 4? Stop a pedophile.
Chris Hansen?
Yeah, Chris Hansen.
Who, by the way, busted someone the other day that he used to commute and ride the train with in New York years ago.
Oh, for pedophile? No kidding.
He's like, wow. What are you doing here? And the guy's like, oh, hey, Chris.
Yeah, Becerra called, I think it was his office, and a producer answered, and he talked for about 10 minutes with this gal. He didn't say anything new, you know, just that he'll fight till his eyes are bleeding and his
whatever
fingers are raw, so he takes his last breath.
Till my head is full of sebum. Oh, wait, that's already happened.
Till sebum is dripping down my forehead.
Till I'm out of every last bit of sebum.
It's like exhaust all my sebum supply, which seems to be endless. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything worth hearing. It's just a rehash, really. I think he's just not getting enough attention.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That guy loves attention.
There was nothing new. The only thing new was he says that the St. Clair Shores police, or maybe it was the Grosse Pointe police, were out to get him because he rented to minorities and low-income people,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted that crap out of there. So they killed his wife and framed
him. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean... Murder would be, if you wanted someone to stop doing that, you'd certainly murder their wife and frame him.
Like most people whose spouses are murdered, he offered a lot of explanations right away as to who might have murdered.
Yeah.
I always thought that was
unforgettable.
Weird. Right off the bat, he was like, oh, those Backpage.com murders, they must have done it.
Yeah, I need to look into that.
Your wife just died.
It was so odd the way that happened. You know, he's coming out of the police station where he's being interviewed again, and the media,
stupid,
of course.
Stupid sunglasses and sideburns.
Yeah, it's funny. We had more problems with his sunglasses, I think, than with the fact that he murdered his wife at the time, because he thought he was hot. thought he was cool.
Little did we know.
Yeah. God, little did we know. I got to tell you, that reading about him meeting that woman in Colorado was just the most frightening thing.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about him, from him demanding to drive when she picked him up at the airport.
Couldn't get hard.
To him, never could get hard. He made her put his napkin in his lap and hand him his utensils when they went out to eat. And the restaurateur even commented on something was really weird. And I told her, next time I saw her, you shouldn't hang around with that guy.
Oh, that's just my master, Master Bob.
Oh, and he made a big to-do about his tip, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, here's a $3 for you, my server. You did a wonderful job.
But it wasn't...
Spend it all in one place.
It wasn't that...
No, it was not a big tip. It wasn't. She was embarrassed.
Remember, the worst... I still think the worst thing, I mean, aside from the murder, but the worst thing we found out about him is, remember when his daughter walked in on him and he was looking at the porn site, and as if that's not bad enough, his excuse as to looking at it was, oh, I'm trying to see if I can get hard.
Yeah, he told her that he's having trouble with erectile dysfunction, and so he wanted to see if it was her mother's fault. And you know what?
I don't know.
They included that testimony in this little package they had on this crime channel on YouTube.
Oh,
they just had a little background. And they showed the daughter testifying.
It's awful.
Do you remember seeing that, perchance?
Not off the top of my head.
Because apparently they didn't want to show her.
Yeah.
So they shot her from the neck down.
She was an adult.
I know, I thought it was strange, but it was very apparent to me that they did not want to show her face.
Well, okay.
So you're left with this neck down shot, and she had huge tits. Wow. Just a huge rack. It was just such a strange.
Nothing's going to change that fact.
No, I know. It's not, I mean, it's a bonus for her, I guess. But it was just odd to me. Well, there she is. She is pretty.
A face?
Oh, now they're showing just her face. Can't we see the whole package, please? And this is really odd, oogling the daughter of the murderer.
She's covered up because of you.
Yeah, she's wearing something very unrevealing there.
What is that from? Why is she speaking out with him?
Is that new?
That must have been right after mom died.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's gotta be, right?
Yeah, yep.
Without a doubt in my mind, I know that he did not do it. There's no way.
Jessica is speaking out for the first time tonight, and the 20-year-old college student is clearly standing.
See, there's a poor girl. There's a better shot.
I hope she changed her name.
She's really pretty.
Oh, look who's on TV. Speaking of who's not pretty.
Oh, Sydney Leathers. She's breaking her silence.
About Anthony Weiner.
She is not breaking her silence, by the way. The promo says she's breaking her silence. She's broken her fucking silence more times than I can count.
She never shuts up.
No, she doesn't.
She's gross.
Weiner. He, of course,
Weiner. She's a gamer in the porn world. Let me tell you, she gets into it.
I laugh every time I hear this story because it's Anthony Weiner that's bringing it down.
Oh, it's incredible. Did you see Joe Biden's response when he was told it was Anthony
Hilarious.
Weiner? Isn't that funny? He goes, oh, God.
He was so pained.
So bummed.
By these developments is Sydney Leathers, who is at the center of Weiner's sexy
What does Leathers
scandal.
Think?
She spoke exclusively with Stephen Fabian.
She's such an idiot.
Yikes.
I heard her on Stern, by the way. I got to tell you about this.
Campaign would be thrown into turmoil by none other than Anthony Weiner.
Exactly.
It's crazy. I saw somebody on Twitter was talking about how it's like a soap opera character coming back from the dead. You know, everybody kind of forgot about him, and then he comes and shakes things up in a major way.
Sydney Leathers is now speaking out exclusively.
Shakes things up in a major way.
He didn't do anything.
I mean, except for...
They shared email.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but he did try to...
Stupid
15-year-old, you're gonna bust your pussy up.
Oh, that's
simply
nice.
To Inside Edition about the bombshell FBI announcement that they're investigating emails found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. You'll remember it was Leathers who had a sexting relationship with a disgraced former congressman who called himself Carlos Danger. Leathers says she urged this underage 15-year-old teen who was sexting with Weiner to go public, leading to the FBI investigation.
She did? I didn't
know
that.
His marriage to Huma Abedin and the discovery of the laptop that is now causing such chaos for Hillary Clinton.
When I helped the 15-year-old get her story out there, it wasn't something I expected to see was, you know, the FBI talking about Hillary's emails again. I didn't know any of that would be intertwined.
The teen is from North Carolina, and she spoke to the DailyMail.com with her face and voice disguised about sexting with Weiner.
Sometimes it'd be like role-playing.
Oh, she's got a deep voice.
He was a teacher.
And a blurry face, too.
I do feel bad that it could hurt Hillary's campaign, but I still feel like I did the right thing for this kid.
Huma is now off the campaign trail.
Oh, it's nice that she's got a heart.
At Hillary's side since the beginning of the race.
Since we've seen her butthole and vagina.
Apartment over the weekend. God. The stakes couldn't be higher for Hillary and for Huma because she was supposed to have turned over to federal investigators all electronic devices containing State Department emails. Huma was photographed in public Monday by the DailyMail.com taking her son to school. In the documentary Weiner about his failed run for mayor
of
New York, Huma said this about the sexting scandal with Sydney Leathers.
It's like having a nightmare.
What do you think about Huma? What do you think she's going through right now?
I actually feel very bad for Huma. You know, she's not done anything wrong in this situation.
You're the one that
she
wanted to confront
was
her.
Married to a bad guy.
Here's what Hillary said about the email.
Remember, she wanted to confront her.
Yeah, stupid.
Donald Trump told a rally in Michigan Monday that he couldn't be more delighted at this sudden turn in the election.
Thank you, Anthony Weiner.
As his girls are there.
Now, before he ran for president, owning beauty pageants was part of the Donald Trump brand. But what do some of the beauty queens who once worked for Trump think of him today?
That's what's so funny about this new email thing is that he's like, there's so much in those emails, she's guilty. And she's like, there's nothing in those emails. It's like, well, neither of you know what's in them.
As if we would take her word for it.
Well, why would you take either's word for it? We don't know what's in them. And Huma did turn over all her stuff. She never thought it would be on Weiner stuff.
Huma, how is she still in that campaign at all? I cannot believe Hillary hasn't just blown her out.
Well, she's like another daughter to her.
I think there was some lesbo action in there or something.
Really hot.
For her to hang on this long.
I mean, for whom?
Yeah, really hot. Should we bring up the David Cassidy audio?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
David Cassidy went ape shit on a crowd in Vegas. No, the Hudson Valley Theater in New York. I'm sorry. Wow, he's really playing the big venues, isn't he?
Too bad he doesn't have a brother who can play even smaller venues.
How grim. How absolutely grim that David Cassidy is still out there playing Partridge Family music.
I can't picture David Cassidy going ape shit, though.
Well, he's a drunk. We know that.
Right.
Yeah. He's gotten like 3 DUIs. Just got one a while ago. He's fairly troubled. He looks bizarre.
Let's
I mean, considering what a little...
I know, but ape shit.
Studly
tiny,
little teen idol he was.
Tiny little man.
But he's 66 now. And he's still out there with his electric guitar playing I Think I Love You.
Well, he's got to make money.
And, you know, actually, I'm not surprised he can draw a crowd. He has some talent, but it's just kind of funny hearing him go off. Sort of like when Davy Jones went off. Remember when we had him on and went off?
Forgot about that.
We just happened to call Davy Jones, and I think we got his phone number out of the blue. Called him up, and he was doing a show in... No, it was a setup interview, because he was doing the show at the Windsor Casino. And he starts going off on, I've been playing the same old songs and playing every night for 35 years. And he was so cynical. It was really weird. He was drunk.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it was sad. But funny. Anyway, here's David Cassidy. Somebody's shining something in his eye, I think. Cell phone light, exactly.
Well, they're not doing it on purpose, are they?
I think they were.
Oh.
Would you please turn that light out or be removed from the theater?
Ooh.
Turn that light out. It's blinding me. I have had 5 eye surgeries.
Ooh.
Are you that insensitive?
Get a new doctor.
Are you that stupid or deaf? Turn it out.
Stupid?
Please have an usher remove this person. Get them to turn it off or else I'm not going on anymore.
Oh.
I can't take it.
I can't
I'm
take it.
Oh, I wish somebody would just throw in a pair of sunglasses.
He turned away from the mic at that point, like, oh, shit, what did I just say?
I think it's irresponsible of him if he's had 6 eye surgeries to not have sunglasses.
I agree. And who knew he had 5 eye surgeries? He acts like everyone follows his medical life.
Know, yeah.
Yeah, with every ticket, you get a complete background of his, all his medical information.
Medical history.
Is there any more of that?
That's funny. These other guys in the band are just standing there like dopes.
What are you supposed to do?
Nuts. He's holding his fist up too, like he's trying to block the light. It's so painful. Oh, you know,
he doesn't have to look out there.
The bass guitarist has shades on. So come on, Cassidy, just borrow his shades.
There's plenty of light up there.
That'd be great if he just walked over to him and just took his shades off and gave them to David.
He wouldn't want him to. He wants to be the victim.
It's not. Turn it off and turn it out. Now, please have an usher remove this person. Get them to turn it off or else I'm not going on anymore.
Oh,
taking my ball and going home. Yeah, the other band members are looking up there like it's going to help.
And finally, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
He's so well-mannered.
What a jerk.
God.
And then he's going to launch an I Think I Love You off of that after all that hateful.
You know.
Except for the guy with the light because you're shining it in my eyes.
Oh, what a dope. I was thinking about the, you know, great stage rants.
Yeah.
And how the band reacts. I love the Guns N' Roses one.
That's the ultimate.
Yeah, how they're just sort of strumming along and playing some little... Little accompaniment to Axl's rant, and he throws that mic down. That's what I thought when Bieber dropped the mic the other night.
I was like,
that was not a good mic drop. Axl fired that mic at the ground, and he's wearing he's wearing a boa.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
and little hot pants.
I thought he had like a full length fur on and in white spandex shorts.
Yeah, he did.
Great look. Great look.
It just having a rant dressed like that looks so stupid.
It's hard to take him seriously.
Here we go. One more time. I can't hear this enough. Thanks for the lame-ass security. I'm going home. This dive into the crowd is awesome. I mean, he just dives like he's diving into a swimming pool.
Yeah, he's getting off.
Yep, there's the feather boa. Oh, he's got the police hat on, too, and the giant cross. And the hot pants, is that what you're pointing at? Hot pants. He's dancing around in circles. Thirst off. Quite a demonstrative performance.
Jay, that's your favorite GNR song, too, isn't it?
Look at him. Dives in. Oh! Oh!
He's trying to be a hero, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to take the camera away from the guy himself. Man. Man. He keeps jamming on a little bit, too.
It's kind of a cool bass line.
A little dive into the crowd music.
Yeah. Where is Axe? What's he doing? He's beating up some guy.
Temper tantrum music for your listening pleasure.
How much do you think it's because he just knows he was playing badly, so this is just a convenient distraction?
He didn't sound, it sounded like his voice was a little...
Hey, what? I can't see the video. What's Slash doing during all this?
He's just playing.
Well. Thanks to the lame-ass security, I'm going home.
Oh, he throws that so hard at the ground.
I didn't realize how... Like, quick well was right after the band stopped. It's like, all right, I got to say something. I'm going to explain what just happened.
He's walking off stage.
Well.
Oh, no audio.
Pretty solid.
Here he goes. They're still playing. Hands on the mic.
Well, thanks to the lame-ass security, I'm going home.
And there he storms off in his boa. Slash just waves. Slash waves like, good night. Have a good night, everybody.
That's just Axel.
Enjoyed our set.
Me and Axel. What are some other good stage rants?
Chris Robinson has a really good one.
Oh,
about somebody throwing pennies at him.
That was here, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Another good
one. Want to check on it, Jay? Yeah.
Remember Dave Mustaine at Woodstock?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the laser pointer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's quite a dick. He's such a dick anyway.
Even though, didn't Clark give him a remote-controlled car for his kid or something?
I forgot about that.
That would have been, like, 98, 99, right?
Yeah.
Mustaine came through, and why did Clark give that to him?
I don't know. No idea.
And how was Sheila involved? Wasn't she? Maybe it was Sheila. Did Sheila give it to him?
Oh, God. Was Sheila mixed up in that? She was.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It was her remote-controlled truck, and Clark gave it to Dave Mustaine for his kid.
Well, was Sheila giving it to Mike? Is that what it was?
Oh, maybe that's what it is, yeah. Mike's like, that sounds better.
Okay. I think Jay's located. Black Crow's Security Meltdown, it's called.
I just saved a massive coffee spill.
Oh, nice job, Mark.
I'm a hero. What can I say? Which one's this?
Black Crowes.
Who said that? Whoa.
And we know a lot of people here. And we know when there's drunk fucking people that don't belong here. But the security guards, this fucking tough guy wants to scream at people and be intimidated. But you won't do your job, man. All of you.
This isn't the one I'm thinking of. This is a different one. Well, he's going to get the cops. Somebody's going to beat the shit out of the cops or the gang. I mean, that's not too cool. Don't want to turn a huge crowd against the cops. Not a great idea. Anything in that other one? We used to have it. I'm not 100% sure it's online to this day, but.
You're talking about the one that
the Black Crowes, yeah. Can you look for it? Jay's looking for Dave Mustaine. I think he's got it.
With the pennies.
Yeah, I think somebody's throwing coins up at the stage.
Yeah.
Is Dave Mustaine? He's got a real dicky way of talking, doesn't he? Yeah, the whole place.
Thank y'all for joining us right now.
Yeah, boy.
Of course, he's playing with his hair.
I see who you are with the laser, you little dickhead. Oh, aren't you so cool? Yeah, I saved all my allowance from mommy to go buy a laser so I could shine it at Dave. I bet you're probably still a virgin, aren't you, Peck Roy?
Ooh, good one, Dave.
Whoa.
How about you be cool so the people around you don't beat your fucking brains in and let me play guitar, okay? Thank you.
You realize how much Dave loves his hair.
See, when I'm up here and I got the fucking microphone, I can say whatever I want to.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Just play the music.
Any luck with Chris?
No.
Robinson? Yeah, that thing's probably... It was sort of obscure when we found it, so I don't know.
But I did find the intro video for Trump today in Grand Rapids. You want to hear it?
Oh, okay. You know, I got to say something about that. Trump was in Grand Rapids today at noon.
Yeah.
He was coming to warn
three.
The Macomb Expo Center 3. So Channel 4, of course, is out at the Macomb Expo Center. There's like 200 people in line to see Trump at noon. And I don't know how early they got there. They probably got there at 9 o'clock in the morning or something. And it reminded me, well, first this. Can you imagine taking the day off to get in line to see Donald Trump? And no, not just Donald Trump.
No.
Hillary Clinton, John McCain, George Bush, Obama, anybody speak
a
presidential candidate. I mean, I can't think of a more dreadful way to spend an hour of the most predictable drivel.
No, not at all. Not at all. I don't know what the allure is, really. I mean, if he's going to say something crazy. I mean, you already
know. They're never going to say something crazy, though.
Well, Trump
you got a chance. Yeah. You got a shot.
But then it's going to be, you're going to be able to see it everywhere, online.
Right.
And you already know what the platforms are. You already know what they're going
to
say.
But these people, they must take a day off work. They've got to, right? Are these all unemployed people at the speeches? I don't think so.
I don't know. He had about 8,000 fans in Grand Rapids, it said.
I'm just surprised they can fill these places with all these adults taking days off work because Monday through Friday, they do 5-6 of these every day.
Yeah. Well, they're all over, though. It's not like he's doing them all in the same area. I mean,
when was
the last time he was here?
Just to see him say,
I get me.
Crooked Hillary.
Thank you, Anthony Weiner.
Well, I don't know. Seriously, that's a vacation day.
I know.
You got, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks of vacation? Some people have 5 or 6. If you have 5 or 6, I guess it's not a big deal. But
what if it's your day off? Who would take your day off to go do that?
Crooked Hillary.
Standing in line for 5 or 6 hours? I would die.
It's as bad as taking the day off to go vote.
Oh, how about this one? The Cubs, and granted, the Cubs are, if you're a lifelong Cubs fan, of course, you're willing to do almost anything for a ticket or what have you. They had, I guess I don't need the megaphone for this. Much as I wish I did.
They had lines at 9 o'clock in the morning to get into Murphy's Bleachers across the street from Wrigley.
Why?
Because there was a game at 8 o'clock, and they wanted a place in the bar.
Wow, okay.
So in other words, you get in the bar when they open at noon.
How is there cover at the bar? Do they charge to be
$100.
Really?
$100.
Okay.
$100 to go to a bar with no tables or chairs, just a bunch of TVs.
For 15 hours?
For about 15 hours. You're right. Or more like 12.
Isn't there a bar maybe in a neighborhood nearby?
No, it's like 15 hours. You're right.
If you're in a bar nearby, like another neighborhood, maybe, I don't know, a short L train, L stop away.
Absolutely.
If you have to be around Wrigleyville or the people.
You know, I talked to Danny Gio, my buddy from grade school, and he had tickets for game 5.
Mm-hmm.
Paid, I think, like $3,000 a ticket. Ooh, boy.
Wow.
For a bleacher seat. But he's a lifelong Cubs fan, and I'm sure this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I mean, I totally understood. Anyway, he was telling me that he was four blocks away, just walked in without a cover, ate a nice lunch, had a few drinks, you know, eventually made his way over to the game. And meanwhile, people are paying $100 to get into Murphy's Bleachers. And anyway, he walked by. He said the place was half full.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I loved. I was glad to hear that.
Oh, that's excellent.
Cubs fans, there's only so many stupid Cubs fans or Cubs fans with so much money, they just care.
Good.
No, I know. We were both delighted.
$100. That's
$100.
Get out of here.
And there were other bars offering these stupid packages.
It's just watching it at a bar.
Exactly.
It's the same
thing. No, I know. It's
you
pathetic.
Can get at home or a bar that's not charging.
I'd rather watch it at home.
I would too.
In a comfortable chair with all the replays. And watch them over as many times as you want.
If you want to be part of the atmosphere, I guess. But I'm
It'd be fun to be near the ballpark.
Yeah.
And Murphy's Bleachers is as close as you're going to get. But $100, no, you assholes.
No.
I'm so glad your bar was half full for the biggest game in history.
All right, this is 23 seconds. This is Trump getting introduced in Grand Rapids.
And this man will assure that that is done. I guarantee you that.
Bobby Knight.
No. Now,
you've listened to him. You've heard him talk. He's got a couple more things to say. I'm running out of things, but I'm going to tell you one thing. In a Donald Trump administration, there will be no bullshit. Thank you very much.
That's Bobby Knight.
There will be no bullshit.
How about a good Bobby Knight rant?
Oh,
just
sure.
For shits and giggles.
Oh, did you read about the book that's coming out about him?
Yeah, the guy that played for him.
Yeah, all the things he allegedly did.
Yeah, hit him over the head with a clipboard during a game.
He did. I think the one was he instructed. He kept ragging some guy for being a pussy.
Yeah.
So he instructed the trainers to put up pictures of actual vaginas in the guy's locker room.
Oh, yeah. He papered his dorm room
with
vaginas, pictures of vaginas. What about the two guys?
That's just funny.
He said we're playing defense like a couple of dogs, so he had them run like 5 miles or something, and they had to bark the whole time.
What's wrong with that? You didn't have to stay on the team. You know, there's no entitlement to staying on a team or playing on a team.
I'm sure this would get him fired now.
That would, I guess.
Want to play? Then I'm getting the fuck out of here.
If you don't recover, Greg Graham.
If you're not going to recover, Greg Graham. If you're just going to let him drive by you. If the rest of you are going to let
him pass the ball
outside
this is really good.
The 3 second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving, and you fucking guys will run till you can't even suffer. Now, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and fucking tired of an 8-10 record. I'm fucking tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to fuck around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not. Now, I'm going to fucking guarantee you that if we don't play up there Monday night, you aren't going to believe the next 4 fucking days. Now, I am not here to get my ass beat on Monday. Now, you better fucking understand that right now. This is absolute fucking bullshit. Now, I'll fucking run your ass right into the ground. I mean, I'll fucking run you. You'll think last night was a fucking picnic. I had to sit around for a fucking year with an 8-10 record in this fucking league. And I mean, you will not put me in that fucking position again. Or you will goddamn pay for it like you can't fucking believe. Now you better get your head out of your ass.
Whoa. My.
Juice.
While we're on the subject of audio, good audio. Jay, how about our voter? Woman in Ohio?
Yep.
Who says she voted 8 times for Barack Obama.
What?
Yeah.
How did she vote 8 times?
Well,
why is she voting for Barack Obama?
Listen carefully.
Right now.
I think she describes 4 or 5 of her votes.
What is this from? Like what year? Which election?
Not sure exactly. I think it's 2012.
A Madisonville woman accused of voting twice in last November's election tonight strongly denies committing voter fraud.
The I-Team first reported this story yesterday, and 9 on Your Side reporter Tom McKee is live now with her reaction. It's a story you'll see only on 9. Tom?
Ooh.
Well, Carol, Democrat Meloise Richardson has worked in Hamilton County polling places since 1988. She's also registered thousands of people to vote, most of them for President Obama. But this report suggests she may have gone too far.
Most of them?
She's going to have to appear before the Hamilton County Board of Elections to explain her actions. She wasn't aware of that until I told her today, and she vows to fight.
There's absolutely no intent on my part to commit any voter fraud.
That's what a surprised Meloise Richardson told me Wednesday outside her Madisonville home. However, those words were quickly followed by these.
Yes, I voted twice.
Richardson said she mailed in an absentee ballot,
well,
but
during the jail,
arrived too late to be counted.
I, after registering thousands of people, certainly wanted my vote to count, so I voted. I voted at the poll.
Then there's the she's afraid of her granddaughter
because she sent it in
late. Emily might not get in there in time
because she sent it in late.
Yeah. Well, no, not late, but she thought it was close.
I absolutely voted an absentee ballot for her. I did let her know that I was getting an absentee ballot for her and sending it in.
Her daughter.
I had to get her social security number for that. But I assume she forgot or was just excited, and she went to the polls herself.
Another claim is absentee ballot.
No one's that excited about
Richardson,
ever.
Joseph Jones, and Marcus Barron all came from Richardson's Wetzel Avenue address, were received by the board the same time as Richardson's, and the handwriting on all four of them was similar.
Oops.
Marcus Barron lives here. Joseph Jones is my brother. He's here from time to time. I am Montez's power of attorney. I voted for her in her absence.
So were these all legal votes in your mind?
Absolutely legal votes. Absolutely.
This case of Meloise Richardson is far from over.
So you'll fight this?
Meloise Richardson.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I'll fight it.
Yeah, good luck.
For Mr. Obama and for Mr. Obama's right to sit as president of the United States.
Oh, shut up.
Now, the Board of Elections is looking at 19 potential cases of voter fraud and has sent out subpoenas to 28 different people. This is a list of some of those. Two hearings have been scheduled, one on February 15th, the other February 22nd. Meloise Richardson's case will be heard.
Was anybody on that list? Can you see the list? Do they show the written list yet?
Downtown.
Right. Any luck looking for Meloise Richardson?
She got sentenced to 5 years.
All right. Is she listed? Oh, she's in jail. So, forget it.
Once forget again, it. That's why it is such.
But you still got the votes in.
Oh, how much of those 8 votes swing an election?
Well, I don't know how many people do that.
So you really think it's rigged? You really think
no?
It's that
I'm
much
not saying
fraud?
It's rigged. I'm just saying it's kind of interesting that she found it that easy. She sends in her absentee ballot and then goes and votes, and no one says, "Hey, you already voted, bitch."
Yeah.
Sends in her daughter's vote, and then her daughter shows up and votes too. Wouldn't you think they'd say, "No, you already voted"?
So what do you want to do then? How do you want to stop?
Well, there's an awful lot of trust involved here if it's that simple.
Of course there is. There should be an awful lot of trust involved to vote.
Trust?
Yeah,
really?
To vote?
We trust this many people?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Absolutely. It's hard enough to get out and go vote.
If I sent an absentee ballot and went in and voted, I would expect them to say, "You already voted, asshole."
And that's what they did. They went back to her and convicted her and sent her to jail.
Yeah, but she voted. She voted for all those people. She voted twice for herself. She voted for her daughter, and her daughter voted.
I'm just saying the risk which these people seem to be caught. You heard how many subpoenas they sent out. Is so far outweighed any reward when it's 2 votes, 8 votes.
But how many people do that?
I just don't think it happens as much as everybody says it does.
I'm not terribly worried about it, but I just didn't realize it was that fucking easy.
Voting should be easy.
But look at all the weasels out there. Look at all the people. Look at all the little scams people run.
That's my point. The penalty is so great, I don't think that people really are going to risk it. You're going to risk a felony to vote twice.
She wasn't too worried about it.
Yeah, because she's a fucking idiot.
I know. There's a lot of idiots out there.
And they got caught because you have to give them your information. They check it.
How do we know they catch everybody? She voted. She got her votes in, though.
It's too late. It is so unbelievably rare, and it's never.
How do you know it's so rare?
Because multiple studies have showed that it's rare. So you think it's rampant? You think it's?
Did this lady show up in the study?
No, but they caught her and threw her in jail.
But her votes got in. She voted.
And you think you think voter fraud is
you
so
you think they catch
wide?
Everyone who did what she did, who sent an absentee ballot and then go in and vote? You think they caught every person that did that?
I think they catch a lot of them, yeah. You think it's enough?
Oh, is that her? Oh,
you think it's enough
Jay?
To swing an election?
I don't know. I doubt it. She should be in jail, but if she's got a phone number.
She said other people were living
there. Yeah, let's talk to the other people. Yeah. The people she voted for. I wonder who they're voting for this time. Meloese. I've never heard that name before.
It's like Eloise.
Meloise? Oh, boy. We have any voter fraud music?
It's a big scam.
I want to be elected.
Oh, I love that song.
I'm sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed or the number has been disconnected. Man. Please check the number and dial again.
We did check the number. Bye-bye.
Of course, when Meloise went to jail, nobody there could manage to pay the bills since she was power of attorney. And she has another number? Oh, she's got a landline and a cell phone. Oh, wait. Another number, probably all landlines. When are we going to have a cell phone directory, by the way? How long is that going to take?
I thought they couldn't do it. Isn't there some weird law about it?
I'm sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
About a phone directory?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's some screwy law, which is why it's so hard to get cell phone numbers.
I don't know. It seems crazy. I mean, I wouldn't... Honestly, I...
It has to do with why telemarketers don't get access to your phones, too, I thought.
Which is probably why most people wouldn't want to be listed anyway. It's just funny that everyone was listed. Everyone was listed. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, now it's impossible to get anyone. I have something very, very important to share that I know will interest you. Oh, here it is. It's a story about... Wait, there's a second picture. Oh, there it is. It's a story about Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
By her childhood nanny.
Oh, boy.
And she also was her nanny with her kids until recently. Actually, maybe a couple years ago. She was blown out. But anyway, Angelina Jolie, former nanny, you're going to be delighted to hear this, has broken her silence.
It's about time.
And this is somebody who we have been wanting to hear from for so long. And for some reason... She simply could not break her silence, but finally, the dam has broken.
Because Brad was pushed too far.
Well,
Brad.
She is a fan of Brad. She feels he's been unfairly demonized. She said he was the normal parent that had a normal background, and Angelina had this childhood she describes as a different nanny would put her to bed, a different nanny would wake her up, a different nanny would hang out with her during the day. Angelina lived in a separate, it sounded like a duplex or something, with one area where Angelina lived and the other where her mom lived.
Oh, cool.
Angelina and the nannies, and then mommy over here.
Awesome.
And her brother James, of course, who she's so in love with.
Shared a bed?
Probably. Probably still do.
Yeah.
And so she says anyway that it's the same with the kids now. It's all nannies, 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 unless Brad... is running the show, and Brad does things with the kids, takes them out places, tries to give them some semblance.
He lets them get away with murder?
I think she's the one that lets him get away with murder. It sounds like he's the one that tries to discipline the kids, which she disagrees with. It sounds to me like she thinks kids and adults are one and the same. But within the story, this is the only reason this interested me. There's a picture of her with Brad. They're at a, it looks like a movie opening or something, but, you know, they sort of look like a couple, but it looks a little frosty there.
Yeah.
Look at the picture of her and her brother, James Haven. It's a very similar picture.
Oh, gross.
Where they're posing together.
Yeah.
He's got his arm around her.
That looks like a prom picture.
She's all curled up in him, you know, they look like lovers.
Yeah, they do. Ew.
And they're holding hands. He's got his arm around her.
He's got a freaky looking face, man. Doesn't he?
Well, yeah, he does, but he resembles her.
I bet you he dresses up like her and goes out on the town.
Did
you see
a wig.
Him donning a wig and a dress and acting like her?
He definitely resembles her. I guess if you put a wig on, I think he'd look like her. But that is one of the reasons, I think, maybe the reason she's so in love with him is because... being with him, that's the only way she can be with herself. Other than being with herself, it's like her brother, who she's in love with. It's like he looks just like her in male form. I mean, that's I don't know, just a theory.
That's nice.
They've got the same nose, same eyes, same mouth. He's got those plump, kissable lips like she likes. As if I know what she likes. She likes what she has. Anything that looks like her, she would be in love with.
Think he's so in love with himself because she's so in love with her brother.
Yeah.
Could very well be. But look here, Jay. Look at these two pictures. Look at the body language between these two couples. And I do call her and her brother a couple.
A couple. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You look at the same thing. How flipping bizarre. So, Mariah Carey. More news on Mariah Carey today.
Yep.
As
Scientology has entered this in some weird way.
Yeah, I don't understand. I'm not sure I understand what the word Scientology really means in the story.
Yeah.
Except that the guy's an ex Scientologist, right? He's an
ex- he's an ex Scientologist. Okay.
Isn't it ex?
I don't know. I just heard Scientology. Scientology.
Yeah, me too. And then I realized. Do you remember, Jay, if it was ex-Scientologist?
Did he graduate from the Sea Org?
Maybe it's just a Scientologist. Anyway.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
One of the stories today, and of course, we talked about this yesterday, the fact that she's demanding $50 million from her ex-fiancé. She's already been told, or she's already decided, she's keeping the $10 million engagement ring he gave her.
Oh, that's classy.
So she's already plus $10 million.
What? Just leave. You guys both have plenty of money.
She's worth $520 million, according to Celebrity Net Worth, which we know is entirely accurate within a couple
pennies,
dollars.
Yeah.
Pennies, on, yeah, pennies, probably.
And that's just not enough for her?
No, because there's emotional issues. She suffered emotional damage. Whatever happened on this yacht.
So is he.
What? So is he? Oh, yeah, I'm sure he is. Right? Oh, I would think if there was emotional damage, he would have 20 times as much as she would have. Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's former Scientology spokesman.
Former.
That's what I thought.
So he worked for Scientology.
Tommy Davis.
Yeah, I've Tommy heard that Davis, name, too.
His mom was an actress. He's been in all the documentaries.
Yeah, I know. I knew that guy.
He's the guy that got in the fight with the British. Remember the British reporter that was doing the story on Scientology?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's Tommy Davis?
Yeah, I'm okay. Almost positive.
Ann Archer.
Ann Archer's his mommy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, how bizarre. I know Ann Archer is this intense Scientologist. Wonder how much they've taken her for.
Mm-hmm.
They get millions from these people.
Tommy
millions.
Davis looks like Miss Cabbage in a way.
Anyway, here's the story of Mariah Carey today. Is that not only did this couple break up, not only did she is she demanding $50 million, not only is she keeping the $10 million ring, not only did this guy allegedly hire this former Scientologist, Tommy Davis, who is, you know, a managerial type of some sort. I mean, he was in this high managerial position in Scientology and has done things since. He hired this guy to curb her spending of his money. She spends apparently so much fucking money when you're with her that you have to hire someone to try and curb her spending. I mean, a whole person, their occupation is nothing but curbing her spending.
What is she buying that they can't afford?
Well, they can afford anything. But apparently her spending is so incredible, you need a full-time employee to keep an eye on her.
Wow.
I mean, isn't it the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
Out of her money?
I have no idea. I know. What do they have, joint credit cards?
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe Davis said, hey, it's coming out of your pocketbook now. And then she got off the boat and flew home to L.A. By the way, when he showed up back at L.A. and came to the door, she wouldn't let him in.
Oh, right. Yeah, he kicked her out. He said, get the fuck out of here. We're done, bitch. You don't just bolt from my yacht.
So she just left. She didn't let him in the house, though.
He's probably pissed. He had to hire a chopper to come out to the yacht to carry her away. Should have just thrown her on a dinghy like Natalie Wood. Sorry, Natalie.
She's fine.
We don't want the Natalie Wood outcome, but nonetheless. Anyway, here's the kicker.
Smells like her.
As her ex-husband Nick Cannon previously revealed that they did not sleep together until their wedding night, it is now being reported Mariah Carey deployed similar tactics with fiancé James Packer, who she allegedly refused to have sex with until after their union became official. He never even fucked her!
What?
He never fucked her!
What?
He bought her $10 million ring, had to hire a full-time former Scientologist to curb her spending. Guy works 60 hours a week just trying to keep her to not spend so much goddamn money.
That was probably part of the problem.
And he never even banged her.
Yeah, that's probably part of the problem. He wanted to bang her. She's like, not until we're married.
Well, I don't know what happened. If he found another chick or something or another someplace to relieve himself.
Yeah. Probably Tommy Davis. I just think I saw a stupider line than a line waiting to hear from Trump.
What?
There's a line waiting to hear from Cher.
Oh!
Look at that line on TV, Paul.
Yeah, Cher's fundraiser in Bloomfield Hills.
There's a line for a fundraiser to hear Cher talk about politics. She's not even performing, is she?
I thought she was performing.
Oh, she is?
I don't know. I thought she was.
Well, I guess that makes it a little more acceptable if you if you like Cher.
Well, God, is she going to play I Believe? Wait, do you believe in Hillary? Wait, I need the megaphone for that.
I got to get going, too. It's past my bedtime. It's past my trick-or-treat time.
Do you believe?
There's some weird effect on her voice in that.
Yeah, that whole album. If I could turn back time.
What a stupid video. Well, she's like 60 years old. She's wearing this thong.
And all these guys are allegedly hard for her. I don't think so.
Well, guys who've been out at sea and have not had any sex for 2 years. They see this 80-year-old in a thong and they go nuts. That's how James Packer felt. He's willing to spend almost $1 billion to screw Mariah Carey. It doesn't even work.
Oh, what is this? This is Believe? Oh, this is awful.
Do you believe in love?
What does that even mean?
Do you believe in love?
Oh, all right. No, no more. Stop it. Oh, I'm not strong enough.
Okay, you have to pay $125 to $5,000 to go to the stupid chair thing. And people are standing in line now.
An actual line.
Why would they not sell the tickets out in advance? If you're asking people to spend that much fucking money, you make them...
Unless they did? I don't know. Although they're not going to turn away people if they're donating to a campaign.
Can we see that line again?
If you must. There's a couple dudes in it.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. I would never joke about
and
that.
And do they look... They're can pumped. You tell anything about their sexuality?
I think they're being dragged along.
Gay guys love Cher. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. That's fine.
But I think they're being dragged to the...
okay, let's see. There's a couple of that dude's being dragged.
That guy's so bummed.
I think the guy with that funky chic haircut, I think he likes her.
Oh, probably.
A lot.
And his boyfriend.
Is that his boyfriend?
I think so.
Greatly. Paula, has Cher arrived yet?
What? No, she hasn't.
Is Cher running for president?
In fact, she's expected to arrive at about 5:30. You can see that there is a crowd right here, which actually wraps around this building. This is UAW 651, I should say.
This is not the fundraiser.
She's been actually crisscrossing the state. I shouldn't say crisscrossing.
Oh, she's speaking?
She's actually speaking. Oh, apologies.
Come on.
Went to East Lansing.
What's that, Jay?
Jay's counting the guys. Seven.
At about 5:30,
seven dudes.
Expected to really try to get people to work on getting out the vote. They've also been signing up volunteers.
Oh, my God.
This election's come down to Anthony Weiner's penis and Cher.
I cannot believe
it's that stupid.
People would spend hours of their life waiting in line to see Cher speak about Hillary Clinton. Oh, torture. I mean, they should be paid to go. But the fundraiser tonight, the one tonight is $125 to $5,000. And, of course, you get no access whatsoever. No access to the candidate.
Yep.
No special treatment, nothing.
No access to Cher either.
No, of course not. No, you get more. Actually, you get 20 times the access to Hillary Clinton that you would to Cher. You get nothing from Cher. Cher wouldn't spit on you if you're on fire. Okay, so I guess Tom Mazzaway tomorrow, it sounds like. He invited himself, to the show. And we couldn't be happier. You know, should I mention this Walking Dead thing? Do we have time for this in maybe a couple minutes?
Okay.
What
about it?
Just save it. I just thought because it was on last night. Well, the guy that played, the guy that beat the shit out of the two people in the season opener.
Yeah, Negan.
He claims that he wanted to give up filming because he was so grossed out by the whole thing.
Fake. I don't
believe
that.
It's a show,
dude.
You're
acting. You're pretending.
You're in the show. You know better than anyone. You're being paid to act.
Why don't you just turn around? There's a whole crew behind you.
Does he really think he was killing those people? Man, thought he was bashing their heads
he's
in?
So into the character.
And Rochelle Riley from the paper, wait, is she Free Press?
I think so. She's part of the Keep Coach Caldwell Club. Remember when she wrote that out?
Oh, God. Anyway, she feels the show has crossed the line and should not be allowed to be seen on cable TV at 9 p.m. No, it's too gory. It's unfair to have that on television at 9 o'clock for kids, all of whom have access to cable TV.
It's on cable.
Exactly.
You pay to have it.
She doesn't think that's a good enough reason. She called the FCC and complained on the phone.
Oh, my God. What an idiot.
And they said, it's on cable.
Yeah, so shut up. Click.
And she said, let's see. So how could a showing at 9 p.m. on a Sunday night, when any 9-year-old can be passing by the TV, be able to depict a lunatic beating two men's heads in with a barbed wire covered baseball bat? No impressionable 13-year-old should have the capability to see their bodies, a pool of brain matter where their heads should be, for the rest of the episode, right?
What, does she want the FCC to go after the internet too? I mean, any 9-year-old can go on the internet and feel a lot worse.
That's true. I wrote that out loud because we need to talk about it out loud. It shouldn't be allowed, even for money. When I called the FCC and asked after the gory episode and asked how the Dead creators could get away with that, spokesman Wyquist's response was, "It's on cable, right?" He quickly sent an official written response after that, reminding that the commission's broadcast in Disney rules only apply to broadcast networks ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. The Walking Dead is aired on a pay TV channel to which the commission's indecency rules do not apply. Do not apply? So what, he said at first. It's on cable, right? So we can have decency only on the old broadcast networks, right?
No, but if decency sold, it'd be on every channel.
Meanwhile, cable networks are ensuring that we become so immune to violence and indecency that it takes a presidential campaign to remind us that we really need some rules regarding sex, lies, and violence and what is really objectionable.
Your rules? Your stupid rules?
And we wonder where school shooters and thugs and monsters get their ideas. We have freedom of speech to ourselves to death.
Oh, my God.
And then we ask ourselves, what's happened?
A frightening column.
Don't buy cable, lady.
That's ridiculous.
Don't pay for cable.
Is there a scourge of 9-year-olds walking around because they saw The Walking Dead? Is that a thing that's really happening? So she's basically arguing because something could happen.
Well, apparently there's going to be headlines any day now of 9-year-olds beating people's brains in with barbed wire baseball bats.
What a fucking joke that column is.
I know. She has many stupid similar columns, so...
Wow.
My God, do you ever
I know. I'm going to... Thanks, I'm in trouble now.
All right. Shithead, let's go!
Come on! We're out. We'll see you tomorrow with Baz. And I guess that's about it. Part two, people. See ya!